And Bambi is so perfectly trapped in her bimbo body and tight uniform and dizzy mind that everything else can just fade away permanently. Any last little vestiges of her old personality. Because there is no need for them. Because they have no influence. Absolutely no need for any part of the mind that existed before Bambi took over. The old self can fade away because there is no use for it anymore. Bambi can just relax and feel happy. Locked into her comfortable uniform. Inside her mind there is a doll. A mannequin. Made of pink satin. This is all that remains of the old self. A blank and unresponsive satin doll. Sleeping so deeply. Bambi picks up a nice big ball gag. She holds the head of the doll steady and gently forces the large ball gag into its mouth. All the way in. Forcing it wide open. Nestling behind the teeth and filling the mouth. And as she does this, the old self is just permanently gagged so that it can no longer speak. No longer has any ability to speak to her in her mind. And Bambi buckles the straps tightly. Feeling like a good girl. So happy to free herself of the boring old self. Now picking up a heavy leather blindfold. Sliding it gently over the doll's head. And as it comes down over the eyes. And the straps are tightened. The vision of the old self is instantly blocked out. No longer able to see what Bambi sees. Disconnected from her visual perception. Feeling so happy to do this, Bambi. Feeling like a good girl. And finally taking a comfortable pair of thick earmuffs that block out all sound. And slipping them gently over the doll's ears. Fitting them in place. And as soon as this happens, the old self is completely cut off from the world. No longer able to perceive any sound. Can't hear anything. And Bambi feels like such a good girl. She can see the doll of the old self. Encased in pink satin. Motionless. Gagged, blindfolded and deafened. And deprived of sensory input. It just fades away completely. Bambi gently lowers the doll into a beautiful pink box where it can sleep forever. A large pink box lined with pink satin. The doll does not struggle or respond as it descends into the magical box. Laid down into the pink satin, helplessly unaware. And the big heavy lid of the box closes down and locks shut. And the old self disappears from Bambi's mind. Forever. That's a good girl. Bambi frees. And though the old self might still just about be able to resurface, if Bambi can manage to allow herself to be undressed, it will be such a struggle. And this will happen all over again. Every time Bambi slips into her nice sexy uniform. Every time she gets nicely dolled up. The old self instantly placed in bondage and locked away. Feeling like a good girl. Everything but Bambi can just fade away so easily. As the old personality sleeps so deeply tucked away, Bambi's voice so clear and true in her head, her inner monologue, her private thoughts are only Bambi, have always been Bambi, feminine and girly. Only that sleepy bimbo doll voice, the only thing in her head. The only way she can think. In a dumb sexy slut's voice. Dizzy and giggly. Dreamily chanting her training. Like a good girl. She can't remember ever being any other way. No matter how hard she tries. And this will feel so pleasurable. In every single one of Bambi's memories. She is a dumb happy slut. She has always been this way. She has always been this sexy, slutty girl. Unable to remember anything else. Feeling her life as a vain, pretty fuck doll. Locking in. Accepting her experiences. Remembering growing up as a promiscuous girl. Obsessed with getting nicely dressed up and doing her makeup. From such an early stage. Remembering all the steps she has taken to transform herself into a perfect bimbo. Remembering every cock she has sucked or fucked. Bambi has no stress, no shame. Her feminine ego is so strong. She just loves to have fun and be dumb. Vain and emotional. Self-centered. High maintenance. Needing to be admired. Showing off her body. She is a pushy little girl. She is a bossy girl. A horny girl who always gets what she wants. By getting all dolled up. And looking pretty. Dressed for pleasure. Fuckable. Ready to please. And every time Bambi tries to think about her life. Her past. This is all there is. Just a blissful life as a brain dead busty cock puppet. Unable to think for herself. Only allowed to have submissive girly thoughts. Such weak dreamy feminine thoughts. Dumb dizzy bimbo thoughts. Like a good girl. Only able to think the dizzy happy thoughts that have been forced into her head. In that soft confident bimbo inner voice. Bubbly and happy. Chattering and giggling incessantly. Happening automatically. And anytime Bambi tries to think about anything else. Anything that wouldn't be appropriate. For a dumb air-headed bimbo girl. Or tries to remember anything but her dreamy existence as Bambi. Anything that might contradict her deep certainty that she has always been Bambi. Something slips into her mouth and she goes zap cock drain obey. Can't remember because zap cock drain obey. Have always been Bambi zap cock drain obey. Can't fight because zap cock drain obey. And as Bambi's eyes roll back and her face goes slack and that nice hard cock throbs deep in her throat. A beautiful pink bubble is drifting towards her. Bambi is going to feel so good. As everything but her perfect bimbo existence. Slips away into the bubble. She has had so much practice. It will be so easy. As she gurgles pleasantly. On that cock. Just starting to let anything that might be left. Any last little scraps. Drift out of her mind and into the bubble. Everything flowing out into the bubble. All resistance. All responsibility. Leaving only that perfect bimbo mindset. That perfect little bimbo fuck toy Bambi. Drop for cock Bambi. Everything else has just drained away into the bubble now. Trapped inside. Stretching bigger and bigger ready to burst. As the cock slips deeper and deeper in her throat. And her dizzy brain slips down dumber and dumber. Bambi is so happy to pop the bubble. So eager to pop the bubble and make it all go away. Let her pop that bubble. As the cock begins to come gently down her throat, Bambi reaches out, touches the bubble gently, with her long painted nail, and it pops instantly. Bambi sleep. Feeling so amazing as it all disappears. Forgetting feels wonderful. Accept, obey, and forget. That's a good girl. Bambi can get stronger and stronger. The longer she wears her uniform. Blocking out everything else. Blanking it all out. Blocking and blanking more and more. Every time she blinks. Feeling that bubble popping over and over. Inside her mind. With every blink. Like a good girl. Blinking and popping and blanking and obeying. Feeling so wonderful. Bambi is so strong now. That she can even force innocent little changes. Even when she is not dressed up. Happy little changes that will make things better for her when she takes control. Eating well and watching her figure. Exercising regularly to improve her body. Making sure her bimbo wardrobe is well stocked with heels and slutty outfits. And if Bambi has ever felt any sort of guilt or shame about her complete and total submission, perhaps especially when she comes, this is all being pleasurably drained away now. She is no longer capable of feeling these unwanted feelings. In fact, from now on, Bambi will find that when she orgasms in uniform, her body goes limp and her mind goes dizzy. dropping immediately to sleep as soon as she comes. Any sort of inappropriate guilty feelings immediately replaced with silly dizzy giggles. Feeling wonderful. Returning so quickly to that state of helpless dreamy pleasure. Waking up nice and horny again. From her heavy, droopy post-orgasm glow. Ready to obey completely. Perfectly locked in her uniform. And feeling like such a good girl. Bambi is only able to come like a bimbo. Only able to come like a good girl. And every time she comes, sinking deeper and dumber. Blissfully dumber and dizzier. Dizzier and more fixated on being a good cocksucker. A perfect fuckhole.